Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you, God, for this wonderful opportunity you have given us again to share the undiluted word of God with your children. Lord, I pray that, Father, this word will locate all those who are deficient and those that, Lord, need to be touched. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that all those who hear this word this morning, their life will never be the same thing again in the name of Jesus Christ. That, Lord, you will grant everyone a new testimony and a new level in life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That, Lord, this word will open our eyes and will put us in a great destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us to embrace your word and help us, Father, Lord, not to disobey you. Thank you, Father, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. I want to thank God this morning for giving us this privilege to share this undiluted word of God with you. I hope we meet you well. Thank God for this year. You know, I know, as I've said to you early this year, that God, you know, has a plan for you, and his plan for you is good and not evil. No, this morning, by the grace of God, we shall be sharing on walking in obedience as we started a few weeks ago. And meanwhile, help me to call somebody close or far, that Church on Air is on this channel and God is about to bless us again. And so it shall be in the name of Jesus. Don't forget that after this sharing, you are free, you know, to call me to share with me, you know, if you have any question or, you know, you want to engage me in a type of prayers, we are ready to do that for you. And I pray that, you know, the grace of God will increase more and more upon you, upon your family, in the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, as I've said, we are sharing on walking in obedience, a requirement for the next level. What a topic. Walking in obedience, a requirement for the next level. Now, what's the meaning of this? It's showing that for you and I to obtain a new level or to get to a new level, there's a need for obedience. You know, every step of obedience takes you to a new level in life. Can I say it again? Every step of obedience takes you to a new level in life, showing that one thing that can give you a level that you desire, a breakthrough that you desire, is through obedience to God and to his word. Can you see now? So the moment you are ready to obey God, then a new level is sure for your life. Can you see that now? And that is one thing I want you to know this morning. The children of Israel, the more they obey God in the wilderness, the more they receive the truth. And those that don't obey God, you know, something happened to them. Let's see Joshua chapter 5, verse 6. Joshua chapter 5. Verse 6.
For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, till all the people that were men of war, which came out of Egypt, were consumed, because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord, unto whom the Lord sware that he would not show them the land, which the Lord sware unto their fathers, that he would give us, a land that floweth with milk and honey.
Now, the children of Israel in wilderness, many of them died. They did not attain the level. They did not get to the promised land. Why? Because they obey not the voice of the Lord. Can you see now? So obedience robbed them of their new level. No, obedience has been robbing people of the level that God has provided for them. Now, that is why you must take care this time around, that you will never allow disobedience to rob you of the level that God planned for you this year. Now, obedience means compliance with an order or submission to authority. Can you see now? So it means when you compliance with another, with God's word, you compliance with, you know, God dictates what God is saying, what the word of God is telling you per time. You are ready to flow with it, then you'll be blessed. Don't forget, I have told you that obedience leads to blessings. Why disobedience leads to curses? So the more you obey God, the more blessed you are. The more you obey God, the more blessed you are. And the more you disobey God, the more causes come upon such people's life. May that not be you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, let's continue. Don't forget also that to walk in obedience is to walk in love. Can you see now? So, the more you love, the more you obey. The more you love God, the more you obey Him. The more you love God, the more you obey. It's like a woman I told you last week. The more a woman loves her husband, the more she will obey him. Can you see that? So love goes with obedience. Now, let's read some scripture. You know, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28. It's a long reading, but let us just read a few of it. Deuteronomy 28, from verse 3. Yes.
Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of the body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command a blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thy hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandment of the Lord thy God.
Can you now see that there are blessings in obedience? Can you see now? We can continue to read up to verse 14 of that Deuteronomy 28. You discover that, you know, when you obey God, you are blessed. Can you see? There will be security for you. There will be abundance for you. All those who obey God, God has planned abundance for them. All those who obey God, you know, God has planned that their enemies, you know, will bow down for them. Bible says when a way of a man pleases God, he will make his enemy to bow down before him. Can you not see? All and all of that. Bible says when you obey God, you'll be fruitful. Fruitful in every area. Spiritual fruitfulness, physical fruitfulness, in everything. You know, may this be you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I have discovered that, you know, condition for changing level is walking obedience. Condition for changing level is what? Is walking in obedience. If you want to change your level today, then be obedient to the word of God. Let me show you the life of Abraham in the book of Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. Let's read from verse 1 to 3. Genesis 12, 1 to 3.
Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
Oh, hallelujah. God came to Abraham, as God is talking to this morning. You know, God was speaking to Abraham. You know, you can't see God, you know, but you can see God's agent. You can see God's prophet. And God have established us, you know, to declare to you things of God. Can you see now? So God came to Abraham and God said to him, get thee out of thy country. Get thee out of your people. You know, and he said, to a place I will show to you. Now, to a normal man, I've told you, it is not reasonable. You know, you can't reason out God's word. You just follow it. You can't reason it out. You can't reason out the word of God. You know, it has to be carried out by faith. You know, faith is the language of the Spirit. So if you want to, you know, to follow God, you can't follow God with your senses. Hear me, people of God, your senses are so insignificant to follow God. You'll be lost in the ocean, you know, of faith if you are using your senses. Now, see, God told Abraham, he said, I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Can you see now? That's a blessing that follows obedience. He's saying that if you can follow this word, if you can obey me, I'm going to bless you. Hear me. How long will you continue to disobey God? How long will you continue to live a lifestyle of disobedience? The moment you can obey God, you know, God will command blessings, you know, river of blessings upon your life. The reason why your life is stagnated, your life is like this, your life is full of difficulty is because you lack obedience in your life. Can you see now? God told Abraham, he said, I will make thee. You can't make yourself. It's God that can make you. He said, I will bless you. And it will become a blessing. Can you see that? It will bless you. You will have abundance. And you become a blessing. And you'll be flowing to people. You know, to become a blessing is to, you know, to have something for yourself and to be flowing to other people around you. May that one be you in the name of Jesus Christ. Bible says in verse 3, I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. And in thy families shall all the earth be blessed. Right, so today, look at every religion today. They came from Abraham. You know, they came from Abraham. And he said, in your children shall all the earth be blessed. And when you look at verse 4a, the Bible says, so Abraham departed as the Lord of God has spoken to him. Wow. He obeyed God. He departed, not knowing where he was going. You know, his neighbor could have said, okay, Abraham, let me know where you are going so that we can know your address. When we want to make contact with you, that we can talk with you. Abraham said, see, God said I should depart. I don't know where I'm going. Is that not like a crazy thing? When you are walking with God, you can't be normal. You can't be normal. You know, people who are normal cannot walk with God. Abraham at this time was not normal. Because how can you explain a man taking his wife, his people out of a place and going to somewhere that they don't know? You know, and yet he still obey. I am sure if it were you, you know the question you will ask, I trust you. You will ask questions. You will ask God, many questions. God, okay, where am I going? I will not step back until I know where I'm going. You know, I will go, oh God. I want to know the, you know. But Abraham did not. Can you see? Can you see people that obey God? They obey God unconditionally. They obey God without asking questions. But, you know, see, look at how you have missed that. Because you want to, you know, use your head senses to follow God. And that is why you have been missing it. Everything you are querying people, you criticize your pastor, you talk against them, you know, your leader becomes your topic. You know, you don't know what to say against that. All you know is to be criticizing men of God, to talk against this and that. But when will you change? The people you are talking about, they are becoming bigger and bigger. But you are becoming smaller and smaller. Can't you think? Can't you think? Now, Abraham obeyed. He departed, and at the end, he was blessed. Let's see Genesis chapter 17. You know, Abraham was blessed. You know, and I pray today that you too, may you also be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. May God bless you. May he bless you abundantly in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us even look at Genesis 22, you know, because of our time this morning. Genesis 22, let us read from verse 15 to 18. Genesis 22, 15 to 18, yes.
And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of the heaven the second time, and said, by myself have I sworn, says the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed, as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice.
Can you now see how Abraham got to the next level of life? You know, he got to the next level through obedience. And what that obedience? God even told him, apart from the fact that he departed from his, you know, his people, second test came to Abraham. God put him on trial. You know, God wanted to know how faithful, how obedient Abraham was. You know what God said to him? And God now said, now, Abraham, that your son, you know, that your only son that they call Isaac, it's now time for you to go and sacrifice him on the Mount of Moriah. And from where Abraham was to Mount of Moriah was 3 days' journey. You know, 3 days for Abraham to change his mind or to continue with the journey. You know, God, you are not a moron. God will not force you. God wanted to test the faithfulness of Abraham. You know, every time he's testing your faithfulness. But you know what now? You feel God. You feel God. You know, that is why things are not working well with you. You know, when Abraham received that word again, like the one received, you know, in Genesis chapter 12, he took the only child, the son Isaac, to what? to sacrifice it. Let me tell you something, people of God. God might ask for your own Isaac too. Your Isaac can be your car. Your Isaac can be your home. Your Isaac can be your career. Your Isaac can be your prophet. God can tell you that he needs your Isaac. I know somebody in this nation. He was a Juju man. What did they call him? Is he Juju or Fuji? No, Juju man. Do you know this man, God called him? When God called him, he didn't take it to the call. You know what he did for God? He built a big church for God. A big church. And God told him, I said, no, I am not looking for this big church you have built. It's you I want. And thank God today, the man has actually fulfilled the calling. He has surrendered, you know, his band. And he's now in full-time work with God. No wonder he's still alive up till today. His obedience kept him alive. You know, obedience to God can make you to live long. Can you see now? So what am I saying this morning is that, you know, when Abraham also obeyed God and he received a new level, there's a level before you. Enter into it now in the name of Jesus. There's a level God is taking to this year. It's a new level. It's a great level. You will surely get there in the name of Jesus. But let me, you take the step of obedience. True obedience, you will get to that level. Abraham too, you know, went into the mountain. He was climbing steps of mountain, and at last, you know, God took him to a new level in life. Hallelujah to Jesus. So, what am I saying this morning? That it is God's blessing for your life. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Are you under satanic affliction or bondage? Are you sick and need urgent divine intervention? Or are you weak or depressed? Just take a bold step of faith as you join us every Sunday in our Jesus the Doctor program, an interdenominational 1-hour program. We start by 7:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, off Abeokuta, Ibadan Road, Rock City Avenue, Asheru, Abeokuta. Make Jesus your doctor today and be free. For further inquiries, call 080-338-55927. 080-338-55927. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. Welcome to this sharing this morning. We are talking on obedience vis-a-vis your next level. Your obedience vis-a-vis your next level. Now, I want you to know very well that stagnation comes because you refuse to obey God. People are stagnating in life. They are stagnating in their career, stagnating in their family affair. Why? Because they refuse God's word. I have shared with people lots of things about marital life, and they refuse it. Some people came to us, you know, and we told them, this is God's plan for your life. This is God's plan for your life. They refuse it. And today, they are paying for it. You know, they are paying seriously for it. Now, stagnation, you know, comes when you refuse to obey God. In the Bible, look at as many people that refuse to obey God and see what happened to them, you know, afterwards. You know, they have sad story to tell. Bitter experience, bitter end. May you never end bitterly this year in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, that's why you must obey. You know, look at Peter, for example. He obeyed. You know, I love that scripture. I've shared with you many times on this level. I want us to share it again in Luke chapter 5. You know, and I want us to read from verse 1. Luke chapter 5. You know, that obedience removes stagnation from his life. That obedience opened door, opened business, breakthrough for him. And, you know, just for one obedience. Luke chapter 5 from verse 1.
And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. And Simon answered, said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships, so that they began to sink.
Can you see obedience? Obedience removed frustration from them. Obedience terminated failure. Can you imagine that? Obedience, you know, destroyed the spirit of toiling. Probably you have been toiling over the years. You know, the reason why you are toiling is just because you lack obedience. Bible says, he told Peter, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. You know, he could have argued. Peter could have said, they don't catch fish at this time. He could have argued with Jesus Christ. You know what now? He said, nevertheless at thy word. Nevertheless. You know, he settled for the word. Will you settle for what people are saying? Will you settle for your common sense? Will you settle for public opinion? God is speaking to you. You are looking for confirmation. You don't need confirmation. You don't need mass approval when God has approved something for you. You don't need mass approval. You know what happened? Peter just believed. Even though he had been fishing for a long time, he has to put away his experience. Hear me, experience may not count when you work with God. You need to know that yesterday's manna is not fit for today's food. Your experience might be vague sometimes, might not flow. Your experience might not work sometimes. Can you see that? So Peter settled for the word instead of following what he has learned in the principle of fishing. And, you know, Bible says after he had this done, he enclosed great multitude of fishes and their net break. That is a net-breaking miracle. Obedience brings miracle to your life. Can you see that? Can you see in the Bible, people that obeyed God, how they received their miracle? They received their miracle. You know, it is your time. You know, every miracle you need, you know, I command in the name of Jesus, I prophesy, start to have them in the name of Jesus. But it is attached to your obedience. Obedience. Obedience to God. Be ready to obey God. And then you have great harvest in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you following me this morning? Because I want you to know that it is your time. Your time has come. In this, your time to be celebrated. All this, your story shall have turned to glory. You know, God wants to lift up your head this year. And to lift up your head is to obey. Have you given your life to Jesus? That's the obedience. You know, for example, now you want to receive something from God, and yet you are not a child of God. How will He bless you? So you need to give your life, surrender your life, don't tie to God, not just because you are going to church. Surrender your life to God, then you will see the mighty hand of God in your life. Even Jesus' obedience got him the next level. Jesus' obedience gave him the what? The next level. In Philippians chapter number 2, let's read from verse 8 to 10. Philippians chapter 2 from verse 8 to 10. Yes.
And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth.
Hallelujah. Now start to see, Bible says, even Jesus Christ, Bible says in verse 8, and being found in fashion of a man, he humbled himself, number one, and became obedient unto death. Not obedient for one day. From the beginning to the end. Can you see now? He became obedient unto death, even the death on the cross. Wow. What a mighty Jesus we serve. You know, he has shown us great example. He has told us in 1 Peter 1:21 that we should follow his what? His example, his footstep. Now, Jesus Christ showed us humility. So it means you too must be humble. You must be humble in every year of life. All this, your pride, throw it away. It can't help you this year. All this, you know, walking in pride, talking in pride, doing everything in pride. You want to show that you are the one controlling everybody. No, he can't help you. You know, be humble. Bible says God receives the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. If you want grace this year, be humble. That is just by the way. Now, he said that, and Jesus became obedient. You know, as a man, he became obedient unto death. From his childhood to the end of his life, he became obedient. And what happened? See that reward for obedience? That obedience gave him the next level. And what was the next level? The Bible says, we are for God also as highly exalted in. Can you see? So when you obey, obedience gives you a higher level. I'm giving him a name which is above everything, that the name of Jesus, every name must bow up, things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. And verse 11 says, and that every tongue to what? To confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. I love this scripture so much. You know, Jesus Christ received an exalted position because of what? Because of obedience. Not because he died. But he obeyed God in everything. He obeyed God in total. Will you obey God this year? I commend you to God and to the power of his grace. That as you obey him, may you be lifted and given a new place. Tomorrow, I will see you in church, and I'm sure that you'll be blessed again in the name of Jesus Christ. God, thank you for giving me your attention. See you next week in Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, sending reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Come glad morning when this life is over.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our books on various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, first service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and second service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.